I am here at the groundbreaking ceremony in Madison, Wisconsin, and Mark Clark is the director of the Alliance Center here, and we're getting ready to build a new building here, sponsored by New Holland. Tell me a little bit about the new facilities and what today, what you brought us in here to see today.
Thanks. This is a really exciting day, not only for the livestock industry, but actually the egg industry in general, not just in Wisconsin, but Midwest and across the country. You know, we're partaking on a project that we started a little over 18 months ago, and to see it finally come to fruition is really exciting for me. I was on the other side of it a year and a half ago starting to design this, and now I'm, kind of in charge of it. So it's really exciting for us, and we're going to have some really, really neat buildings when this is all said and done.
Well, growing up exhibiting livestock myself, I definitely can appreciate what facilities mean to the exhibitors. Tell us a little bit about what we can expect to see.
So what you're going to see is you're going to see two brand new state-of-the-art facilities, and I don't know if anything else in the United States is going to be able to compete with these when we're done. We designed these from a animal standpoint. In other words, we had the representatives from World Dairy Expo, Midwest Horse Fair, other equine species breeds, actually at the table all summer last year when we were designing these buildings. So we can really say that we designed these with the animal in mind. So again, we're going to have 290,000 square feet of exhibition space, and they're really versatile. So we can have animals housed inside of them. We can put the show rings right inside of them. You could run your auctions through these facilities. They're technology-wise, they're up to date with the best wireless that we can put in here. So they're really going to be state-of-the-art for livestock facilities. That's one of the reasons why we're calling these pavilions and not barns, because they really are more than barns.
Well, let's talk about more than barns. Of course, World Dairy Expo and the Midwest Horse Show are two things you have in mind. But beyond that, what are you expecting to see housed here?
That's the really unique part about it is our inquiries about these buildings are right at this point has almost been more than we can handle as far as the different breed associations and the different species wanting to contract and get in these starting in 2015. So what it's done is this opened us up and gave me another tool in my tool belt that I never had. And we have events that are coming to us, asking us for dates, wanting to get in here that never would have considered coming to Madison before because of our aging facilities. So that really tells me that we've done this right when you have that many people inquiring before we can even open the front door. So that's a pretty exciting time for us here.
Well, you said 30 weeks, no pressure, right? What you guys are we're right now, Midwest Horse Show is taking part, and you guys are starting demolition on Monday. Tell me a little bit about the time frame and who's involved with the construction aspect of it.
Yeah, so Myron is the construction contractor who got the bid. Great company to work with, very comfortable in their schedule they've put together. They've laid it out day to day for the next 30 weeks for us already, and their subcontractors are fully on board and understand the time constraints that we have. So what will happen is Monday morning, all 11 of these barns are going to come down, and I'm comfortable with the schedule that we're going to be done before World Dairy Expo come fall of 14. And I remember one thing that we were originally going to do this project over the winter time, and we were going to be doing a ribbon cutting today instead of a groundbreaking. And we look back now with the winter we just had, boy, are we comfortable with this new schedule.
I think winter across the United States was treacherous. Well, thank you, Mark. Once again, talking with Mark Clark, Executive Director of the Alliance Center here in Madison, Wisconsin, here at the groundbreaking ceremony and looking to come back this fall for a ribbon cutting. I'm Jamie Johansson.